The first ballad I ever heard sung in the mountains was back in 1908. My husband was making a study of the whole Appalachian section for the Russell Sage Foundation, and I was fortunate enough to be able to travel with him by wagon and by horseback and by train whenever we could take a train. We spent the nights in the homes of people. In the late November in 1908, we were starting from the railroad in Kentucky to the Hindman Settlement School, which at that time was 45 miles from the railroad. And the roads at that time, too, were not what they are today, but especially rough from the weather with deep mud and with ice at night. As it grew dark and we plunged from the road down into the creek, as we did so many times during those long miles, the mule's feet would clink through the ice. And looking up, I could see the tall spruce pines and holly trees, their tops outlined against the stars. Every little while, we'd pass a glare by the side of the road, which outlined faintly the little cabins. I knew I'd never felt so alone in my life, so separated from everything that I'd ever been familiar with. The next day, we arrived at the settlement school, and sitting at night in front of the open fire in the great old log house, we talked of many things in the mountains. Someone asked me if I'd like to hear one of the girls sing an old mountain ballad. I'm afraid I said yes rather indifferently, because I'd always known something about the ballads in their old English form, printed English form, but I was unprepared for what came. She sat down in front of the fire on a low stool with a banjo across her knee. The use of a banjo, by the way, with the singing of ballads is not common. But she did it extremely well, giving a strange sort of rough, running accompaniment between the slowly sung verses. And this is what she sang. 'Twas in the merry month of May, the green mud. Long before she finished the song, I was lost to the present world and was living in the world of my ancestors. I couldn't rest after that until I'd learned more ballads, and so began my interest in mountain folk songs.